Okay, here's the Meyer Makomos, so anybody doesn't have them. Okay. I'd like to tie together, and I don't know if I could do it in one sitting, but I'd like to tie together 10 topics. And I think it's a good way to do the topic of Lishma. We didn't do Lishma yet. The one we did a couple weeks ago was just a theoretical conceptual overview. That was 2 weeks ago. Last week was a Purim special. Now I'd like to just show you the topic practical, because it really takes around 35 dapim of Zvachim. So that's not the way to do it in that fashion. So now we're going to do Lishma the more direct way. I'm not going to repeat the Mishnah we saw at the beginning of Zvachim, but it's there on the first page. That Mishnah, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shlo Lishma, Sherim, but they don't count for the guy's Korban. Okay, that was that one line. What I'd rather focus on is the Mishnah and Zvachim. You see Mem Vav Mem Beis, the bottom of the first page. L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach. For the six purposes, the korban is shechted. You need six purposes. L'shem zevach, for the purpose of that korban, right? It's either called a toda, a shlamim, whatever you want to call it. L'shem zoveach, for the person who needs it done for them, for Fred. L'shem Hashem, for God. L'shem ishim, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoach. V'achates v'ashem l'shem chet. Chas v'ashem, special one. You have for the burning of it, for the incense, for the smell. Reach is different than Nichoach, which is a whole discussion in Rashi. What's Reach different than Nichoach? And what does that mean? But basically, there are six purposes of what you need to have in mind when shechting the Korban. Six primary purposes. Tosfos on Beis Amid Aleph tells you, Tosfos on Beis Amid Aleph says, this is a famous Tosfos, by the way. It's one of the most famous Tosfos in Kutchim. We saw it already. I mean, I had it there on the Maamar Makomos. But basically, Tosfos here tells you that only two of those are actually ones that are really the ones you absolutely need. The two that you absolutely need are Shinoi Kodesh. If you change up what the animal is for, that ruins it. And Shinoi Bailim. And if you change up who it's for, right? If Fred wanted you to bring it for him and you do it for Phil, those are the two out of six that really are the, they really knock it out of play. Okay, those are the two that knock it out of play. Only two out of six are the real killers. The other four you like to have, but if you didn't have it in mind or whatever, or you did faulty on those, you didn't ruin the korban. Okay? The Rambam. Acharzman. But we're going to see that. Acharzman. Right. Now, the Rambam, most point out that the Rambam sounds like he needs all six. Sounds like from the Rambam, it sounds like that he needs all six. Okay, that Rambam, by the way, if you want to look it up, is Maisek Korbanos Dalid Yud Aleph. Maisek Korbanos Dalid Yud Aleph. He seems to say all six are necessary, not just the big two. All six are necessary. Okay. So, if you look in this first Tosfos, did I get the whole Tosfos there in one shot? You know what? I get it better on the other side, actually. On page 3, I get the whole Tosfos. So, Tosfos over here says that Shinoi Bailim by Haktara, that everyone agrees, if you have in mind the wrong owner at the point of the Haktara, the Haktara is literally the burning, right? The burning, right? The Haktara, the burning of the innards. When you get to the point where you're burning the innards, if you have the wrong owner in mind, that doesn't ruin it, according to Tosfos. That does not ruin it. And Tosfos says, there's ein inyun shinoi bailim b'haktara. It's the like four lines to the bottom. Vav dvarim lo shayach lefarish b'shas haktara. De b'shas haktara lo mishchachas la de shinoi bailim. Shinoi Bailim is only by the other ones, by the Haktara. When you get to the burning point, of burning the rest of the limbs there in the innards, he says that's not going to be a shinoi problem. If you have the wrong mindset, wrong owner, wrong anything, don't worry, not a big deal. Not a big deal. What?
Only by the
only by the primary blood, right, avodas. So the shchit, right, the primary, exactly. The primary blood avodas themselves, shochet, lizra, exactly. Only in those stages will you actually ruin it. So what's the svara there? So in the Sefer Zera Avram, okay, I found the Sefer Zera Avram. Was I able to get the track down the primary source there? No, I went to track, sorry. In the Sefer Zera Avram, he says that there's two ways to look at the obligation of burning the innards. There's two ways to look at that obligation of burning the innards. Way number one, I'll read it the exact way he says it. He says, "Dekomo medine hakorban gam haktoras emorim." That just like any other laws of korban, any of the things you got to keep, also in there is the burning of the innards. Haktoras emorim. It's one of the things. You have a checklist, it's one of the things. Okay, rak de chalukim bedina ikuv. Some of them are necessary. Some of them, if you don't do it, it's okay. That's one way of looking at haktara. That you have a checklist of things you need to do. If you hit five out of six, or whichever ones they are, you're good. And some of them are less necessary. The second way of looking at it is like this: de chiyuv prati shel korban, dahainu shmo haprati shlamim ola. The specific name of the korban, meaning the identity of whether it's a shlamim or a ola. Eino ala haktara. It's not defined by the haktara. It's not defined by the haktara. It's not one of the things that define it. Meaning like this. Tosfos is understanding what are the things that ruin your animal if they're part of the things that define what your korban is all about. If it gives it its definition. If it's one of the things that gives it its definition, you've ruined your korban. You've ruined it. So therefore, with that in mind, what is lishma? Having the right mindset, meaning for the right person, for the right animal, that if you don't do it, you ruin the animal, according to Tosfos, and certainly according to Rambam. Why? Based on what we're saying in the Zera Avram, is because you've taken away the very thing that defines the animal. It's one of the. It's not just another thing on the checklist of what an animal needs. I need haktara, I need a sprinkle, I need to. There's a bunch of things that an animal needs. Okay? It's not another thing on the checklist. The way everybody seems to be understanding Lishma is it defines the identity of the korban. It defines the identity of the korban. It lets me know, having Lishma lets me know that the korban is a shlamim, korban is an ola. It's not just something, that's the way of saying it. Lishma is not just another thing on the checklist. It's an it's a identity definer. That's what it is. It's an identity definer. That's how critical it is. That's what Tosfos is saying, and that seems to be the Hesber in general. That the idea of machshava, thought by a korban, is that it's a chela. It stems from the essential laws of the korban itself. Okay? With that in mind, I'd like to take us to the next step. And show you one more idea like this. This is a Shagas Aryeh. Okay? You turn to this page, you have the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh has a great question. Put your hand on the Shagas Aryeh and also look at that first Mishnah on Bedam and Aleph and Zvachim. This is the Shagas. Shagas Aryeh is keeping Kachim in mind when he's learning everything else. Right? That's what he's doing. If you remember, halfway through the first Mishnah, I quoted the opinion of Shimon Achei Azariah. He comes in about 60% of the way down in the Mishnah, and he had an interesting opinion. Okay, it said, Shachtan l'shem gavoa mehem kisherim. If you shecht an animal, he said, even if you got the wrong animal, you could still be okay, as long as you had in mind for an animal of higher level. He came up with this original idea midway through the Mishnah. You could still be okay if you have the wrong animal, as long as it's for one higher than the one that it was before. That's Shimon Achei Azariah, middle of the Mishnah.
Okay. I don't understand that.
Good, perfect. No, thank you. These are the questions we need to ask. You don't understand anything, ask me. Shimon Achia, in general, we learned in the Mishnah that if you have the wrong animal in mind, you killed it. It's right. The one that defined it. Shimon Achia Zaria's opinion is you could still be okay if you have the wrong animal, as long as the animal you had it in mind for, you switched it up for, is one that is considered a higher level.
So the animal is considered a higher level.
For example, you were supposed to bring a simple Thanksgiving offering. a korban toda, a Thanksgiving offering, and instead you had in mind a sin offering. I'm bringing this to atone for my sins. So what we've read before this line was that ruins the animal. You've changed what it was supposed to be for. You've changed what it was supposed to be for. That's a real change.
You're not changing the animal, you're changing
the purpose, mindset. I mean. Yeah, what I mean is the purpose. Yeah. Good. The purpose of the animal. So Shimon Achi Azariah believes that if you change the purpose of the animal, you're not always in the creek. It's okay if you got one that's a higher level. Okay.
If you trade up.
Now, this is why the Shagasari is so fantastic.
Can you say the same thing about an animal? Let's just say you're supposed to bring a cow and you bring an ox or something that's better in
well,
the scale.
Well, you're okay over there because if you say that you're supposed to bring... I take it back. I'm going to leave it out for now. Forget the question. Hold the question. Because right now we're dealing only with cases where you have the animal in front of you. You switched out its purpose.
Can you eat it, though?
What?
Okay, you have toda and you have a mark for an ola. Does that now become an ola or still a...
If you have a faulty machshava later on, you retain the first one. We learned that it should stay the first one. That was the Gemara. The Gemara says keep the first machshava. Now, okay, this was what the Shagasari picks up on. It's a very simple inference. If this is what the guy is going to tell us midway through the Mishnah, if Shimon Achi Azariah is going to tell us this 7 lines into the Mishnah, what does that say about the opinions in the first 6 lines? You know what it means for the opinions in the first 6 lines? That they did not agree to this. They never say to him, you're wrong outright. We just can infer that. If the guy on the 7th line suddenly comes up with this twist, you could assume the opinions beforehand in the Mishnah, what we call the Tanakhama, disagreed with him. So the Shagasari says, it's obvious from our Mishnah that this was a lone commando who came in the middle, and everyone else seemed to disagree with that. If you switch it up, no matter if you're going higher, lower, any which way, you've ruined it. Fine, that's a good premise. That's the first premise, legal premise he starts off with. When someone comes up with a lone opinion in the middle of a Mishnah, you could assume everybody else around him disagreed with it. Okay, with that premise in mind, he says, I now have a question. His question is, Ha de Kaimalan, de Sefer Torah v'tfilin, Sricha Ibud Lishma. A Sefer Torah and Tefillin, when you're working the hides, to get the hides ready for writing on it, you need to have that I'm working these hides to get them ready, not for a sofa, for an interior, for a cab, but rather I'm having in mind that they should be used for Kedusha Sefer Torah or Kedusha's Mezuzah, whatever it is. The Yesh Poskim, some Poskim say, the Mezuzah Nami Ibud Lishma. Mezuzah also need that same type of thought. And im ibud lekedusha chamura mahani lekedusha kala mimenu olo. Does it work if you have for the wrong one? Minelius, we paskin. I'll make it simple. If you're making a klaf, if you're working the hides, it will work for Torah, right? You're working hides to make a safer Torah. Midway through, you find out your wife calls you up. We lost the tefillin. You now want to change up what you had in mind and now use the hides for the tefillin. Okay? So you're even going down a level. That's permissible. If you make a klaf, a piece of parchment, l'shem sefer Torah, and then you change what it's for, and you say, oh, I have enough sefer Torah, I need a mezuzah. You say l'shem mezuzah, you change it up, it's okay. It's fine. You're allowed to do that. Shagasari says, why does switching kedushas not work by a korban, but it works by klaf, but works by scroll, svar, and parchment? Why does it work like that? He says, what's the difference? You know what he says? I'll give you just in a nutshell what he said. In a nutshell what he said, the lishma by kachim defines the very essence of the animal. The same premise that we just said before of the Zera Avraham. The lishma by kachim, it defines the identity of the animal itself, of the specific korban. Here, it's smack in the middle. You see the V'yesh Lomar? V'yesh Lomar, the shiny kachim. The hachatayma, the reason why even going higher than it is no good, according to everybody else in the Mishnah. Lo mahani, why? Mishum de kevan de hekdishan l'shem kachim kalim, afo pisha shachtim l'shem, in you shachtim something on a higher level, could go and kache kachim, e afshar l'kedushas hagvoa l'chol al korban zeh. Kevan shelo hukdash b'shvilo. It's not that animal. At the end of the day, it's not that animal. Hare e efshar lishnot zevach zeh lezevach acher. You can't change it up for another animal. Vahavilei shelo lishma. Kevan de'ein kedusha gvoch chala b'shah shechita l'kach lo alu. But as far as ibud, working the hides, kevan she'ibud l'shem kedusha chamura, also kedusha, it's the same kedusha. What he's saying is like this, in plain English, when it comes to using it for Torah or tefillin or all this, the kedushas might be different levels of intensity, but it's the same kedusha. It's Kedusha Stam. It's Kedusha Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah. It's one package. Yes, for a Sefer Torah, it's more intense, that Kedusha, but it's the same genre. When you're preparing a Korban and you say, this is L'Shem Shlomim, that Lishma, it's not all one package. They're each directly identified by their Lishma. And therefore, when you take away that identification of the Lishma by switching it out, you've lost the whole essence of the Korban. You've lost the essence. You're not in the same ballpark anymore. That Shargasari thing is the same Yesod as the Zera Avram. It's the same idea. The Lishma, when it comes to Kachim, defines the essence of the animal. And you can't play around like that with the switching and all that. That's the key. Now, with that in mind, Mr. Banks walked in tonight and brought up a fascinating issue. And the issue is in Zvachim, Beis Amid Bet, same place. And the Gemara says as follows. Sixth line on page 5. Tznan, kol hazvachim shenizbechu shloshman. We learned in the Mishnah that all things that are shechted shloshman for not the right purpose, it's no good. The reason being, because it was lo lishma. Implication being, stoma. If you went in with neither positive nor negative lishma, neutral. You just went in neutral. Alu nami labailim l'shem chova. It counts. It's going to work. Alma, so we see stama nami kilishma. We see a tremendous yesod that when it comes to kachim, stama kilishma. Neutral. When you come to the bat for a korban and you don't have negative thought and you don't necessarily have a positive thought for the korban, stama lishma. It's the same. You're good. You are good to go.
To what point?
To what point? And and when do you need to have it also?
What kind of korban it's going to be, or your intent for the korban?
Let's say this korban was supposed to be a shlamim. You now give it to the kohen to bring it. The kohen comes forward. Kohen brings it. Doesn't think anything. He's neutral. I now have an answer to you, by the way. It's now neutral. He says neutral. He doesn't think shlamim. He doesn't think gola. He just brings it. He goes through the process. It's good. It's good. It's going to be good. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. So now, stomach is going to be lishma. And it's good enough. Now, Mr. Banks just asked, and I'll do this real quickly. He asked, that sounds very much like misasik, which everyone said was terrible. We said last time, misasik is no good when you just stop playing around with something and you get the job done. I don't think that's what it's saying here. The Kohen knows this is a korban. He knows that he's involved in a korban. He knows that he's got the owner back there, unless it's the lishma that's changed the owner. He knows he's got an owner back there. What he's just not thinking is which specific animal.
But we
this
said
is.
Earlier it couldn't be the owner we were talking about with lishma.
Well, it depends which lishma. You could change the owner.
When we were
doing
our original definition of lishma in chabur number 2.
Yeah.
When we were first defining lishma, we figured out.
Three. Two is kavana and.
My second one. I missed.
Yeah, yeah, good, right, very
so,
good.
So when we first were defining lishma, we figured it couldn't be a din in whether the person themselves had that question on it or not because the.
No, the Kohen. Yeah, I agree with the Kohen. I'm saying whether the Kohen had the right owner in mind.
Okay.
The Kohen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Thank you. Okay. So that's the so we see over here that stama lishma is also going to be good. Stama lishma is fine. If you just have in mind the Kohen gets there and brings it, you're good to go. It can't be that he's absent-minded and not thinking about korbanos at all. That's misasik. That's no good. The issue is he's not thinking the specific name of this korban. He's not thinking specifically this korban. He's not thinking shlom. He's not thinking ola. He's thinking nothing about which identity. He's not thinking about the identity. So now, here's the chakira we're going to put in play, and from this will stem all the nafkaminas. Why is stama lishma good? We just got through saying how the lishma is necessary for the identity of the animal. Yet the Gemara says stama lishma is good. So now, in Lumdus, you got to say the lishma is there. The lishma is there. Otherwise, we'd be up a creek. Because we just set up a premise that you need the lishma to identify the identity of the animal. So you have to say the lishma is there. The only question in Lumdis is now pinning where that lishma is. And you have two options. You have the individual, the gavra, or you have the object, the cheftza, which is the animal. The lishma is somewhere here. What I mean is as follows. You have two options. It could be that there is an umdina, an evaluation, that even though he's not explicitly thinking specific animal, there's a psychological evaluation that he basically, at least subconsciously, does know what's going on. He's going through the ceremony of what is a shlamim. He's going through the ceremony of either what is an ola. Therefore, there's a latent subconscious awareness within the individual, the gavra, which expresses this lishma. That's one place it is. Or forget him. It's got nothing to do with him. It's about the animal. The animal itself, remember, we said, this ties perfectly now. We said that you need the lishma because that defines the essence of the animal. It's not the individual who we're focusing on there. It's that the animal needs to carry the essence of lishma. This animal, going through this process, going through this ceremony, there is where the lishma is. Even if he fails to think it, since the animal itself carries that air of lishma around it, that's good enough.
How could his kavana of shalom lishma for something else change?
I was just thinking that. I think you have to say that an anti-kavana is just strong enough to ruin even something that's latent, that's munach in the chefza. The gavra can't take himself so out of play that it ruins what's munach in the chefza.
The gavra's still part of the equation.
Right, the gavra's in the equation, but he's not the focus of where the lishma is. The focus of the lishma is either here or it's here. It sounds so semantical, it's brisk, it's lumdus, well, who cares, right? I'm going to show you, there's about like 8 practical differences why you need to know.
I think it would read easily, like if you ever go for kaparas or Yom Kippur,
yeah.
In sort of shtita factory style, it's very easy to see the person who's doing the shtita just sort of, it's one chicken after the next. And so,
yeah.
Attaching the specific animal to the person on whose behalf the korban is being brought becomes nearly impossible when the kohen is just going one after the next.
Very good.
And so if
but rather kapara is coming within the animal.
Which is why you'd
itself.
Have to say it's a din on the animal itself. The Very animal, good. The whole process that through which it's been brought, it's been attached to the animal in and of itself. And
Very
then he's
good.
Only going through the motions. He can't know which specific animal is attached to which person, but that whole group of people are all bringing the korban Pesach. He's just going one after the next.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Okay. So let's make a list of nafkaminas, where the lishma is in a case of stam lishma. Is it here or is it here? Is it in a psychological evaluation that he basically subconscious knows what's going on? Or it says, forget him. The animal itself carries that basic awareness that when you look at this animal, has that air of being a lishma dika animal. Okay, here's nafkamina. We're going to put that on the list. I'm going to show you what Mikey just said, a similar one further down. Nafkamina number one is what we said before, that lishma defines the essence of the korban. What does that language sound like? That sounds like it's more focused on the animal than the lishma being in the individual. The lishma defines the essence of the korban. That, by the way, is said by the Evin HaAzel. Who wrote the Evin HaAzel? You know that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote the Evin HaAzel on the Rambam. So the Evin HaAzel says that's the first practical difference. This whole language, when we say that lishma defines the essence of the korban, which comes out from Tosus, which was the Zera Avram, which was the Shagas Aryeh that we saw, that sounds like the focus is the animal. Number two. I saw this Rabbi Simon, who's a YU Rosh Yeshiva, has an essay in this Beis Yosef Shaul, which is the journal for the older journals for the Kol Elyon. That's the creme de la creme, the future Rosh Yeshivas are. And he wrote it when he was much younger. And he has, just in passing over here, a great idea. He says like this. He says that he quotes the Chasam Sofer. I put the Chasam Sofer in the packet. It's a long Chasam Sofer, hard to read because of the font. But if you look it up on HebrewBooks.org, you can see it much better. He says that HaChasam Sofer kova da'amrinan stama lishma afilu betray gavri. You could say that stama lishma even by two people working together. What does that mean? Kagon im echad hikdish korban v'hasheni asa avoda b'stama de'mahani. Meaning, Chasam Sofer says like this. It's like where two people are doing the avoda. If two people are doing the avoda, if one of them was makdish the animal and the other, his friend, is the one who's going to bring it, and they're all just thinking stam, so it's like a partnership of stam. It's a stam partnership where we're both doing something in the process together of the offering, and we both have stama. So the Chasam Sofer says that why is that fine? Why is that fine to have two people sharing the stam? It's like you're getting piecemeal. You're getting half and half over here by splitting it in half. So he says, "Vahacha taima." Why? Dekevan da korban kodesh veomed lemitzvaso amrinan stamalishma ki stamalishma hu din bechefetz sheomed lemitzvaso. If it were lishma, an issue in the individual, these two guys can't split the lishma responsibilities because neither of them are getting the proper lishma. But if you make it lishma about an issue in the animal, in the cheftza, in the object, who cares if five people do work on the korban, every one of them even having a little bit of the stama there? Who cares if they totally chopped up the lishma into bits and pieces? It's got to do with the object itself. The animal is carrying with it the stama lishma. As long as neither of the partners ruin that, they don't have a negative thought, they don't get in the way of that, they can't change the fact that it's still munach in the korban itself, the stama lishma. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Yeah. What? Pseudo brisker.
No, Frodo before.
Pre-brisk. Sivil Nagon was the first. Sivil Nagon started it all.
He's in a different world.
I saw Rav Sajigon that sounded very brisk the other week. Sajigon talks about he has a case where somebody becomes, she's married, and the husband goes off to work in some other country. It's a tshuva Rav Sajigon. She's married, and the husband goes off to work in some other, that's what he used to do. They used to be gone for months on end to make money, come back home. She meets someone in town. The guy's a total meshumet, believes in nothing, total rejected Judaism, low life, everything, you name it. She gets pregnant from him. The husband comes back from, he's back, honey, I'm home. He's got all the money and everything, you made some money. He sees she's pregnant. The question is the baby a mamzer? So if Sajigon is saying, well, why would you think the baby's not a mamzer? Because maybe since he's an apostate, since he's a meshumad, maybe it was like she slept with a non-Jew, and a non-Jew can't create a mamzer. You can't create a mamzer. We say bastard, but it's a wrong translation. Oh. So, but we know that he doesn't count for a minion. But he doesn't count for a minion. Oh, so the Rav Sajigon says brisker. He says, as far as counting him, dinim of tziruf, counting him for a minion, using him for different things where you need a tzibur, he says, fine, he's been eliminated from the status. But his zera is still zera Yisrael. That's still defined by an identity. You haven't taken away. So she's usher to him, and the baby's a mamzer. The main issue with the baby is a mamzer. And that's a brisker split.
So
that he's Jew and not a Jew. What?
You get the worst of both worlds.
Yeah, messed over. Exactly. Doesn't count for a minion, right? Doesn't count for a minion, and he's a bastard. He's a mamzer and no minion. Okay. So now, that's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina. You ever hear the concept Kol Haroi Labila?
Right.
Comes a menachas all over the place. What's Kol Haroi Labila? In part of the menachas, the flower offerings and everything, part of the process would be what's called bila. That you'd have to put it over the fingers, the flower over the fingers, and let it fall down. And the Gemara talks about whether or not you need that or not. Did you need that? What if you skipped it? The Gemara has a phrase which is used throughout Shas in different contexts, non-Kachim contexts. It's as long as it was Roy Labila, as long as you had the potential to do the Bila there, to do the Bila, even if you didn't do it, you're okay. Kol HaRoy Labila, Ein Bila Ma'akevis. That's the line. As long as you potentially could have done it, even though you didn't do it, you're okay. Okay, you're okay. I'm trying to think of a secular analogy to that. But I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. But as long as you are eligible for it, even if you didn't do it, it's still kosher. Kol ha, everybody can think of a good analogy. That would be very helpful. Kol haroi labila ein bila ma'akevet. If as long as you were in the parsha, in the category of able to do it, even though you didn't do it, it's still fine and it's still kosher. That's a rule that's used all the time. The Rishonim apply to different Gemaras and
Healthcare plans.
What?
Healthcare plans.
Go ahead, let me hear.
Every time you establish a new healthcare plan, they count eligible employees whether or not they're signed up. But they meet the criteria for eligibility is what determines a group status.
Oh, very good.
Not whether or not they actually choose
to do it or not. Very good. Beautiful. Thank you, Mike. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You can post that in the next blog. All right. Shkoach. Now.
At least for now.
At least for now. No, it works. It works. Here we go.
That's
now.
Plug for healthcare? Or?
What? No, not for Mikey. Not for Mikey. Don't worry. Yeah. Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. So now. Why is this a nafkamina? So does the person doing the offering need the ability to think lishma? Does the person need the possibility of thinking lishma? If it's dependent on him, if the lishma is dependent on him, then before we could say stama lishma, he needs to have had the ability to possibly think lishma. He needs to have had the possibility to think lishma. If it's dependent on the animal, I don't ever need him to be someone who has the capability to have thought lishma over here, to have put together of lishma, to have thought lishma. You hear the nafkamin again?
But even if there's chefta, you still need a little bit of gavra.
Right, you need something. Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's prove Avi's point. Let's show Avi's point now. Tosfos and Zvachim Bet Amid Bet, which is right there in that page, says that stama of a katan, a minor's stama. Let's take a look where that is here. Beizem beiz Zvachim bestam lishman heim omdim. Okay. You see the Yesh Lomer in the middle of that Tosfos on the right, top right corner. It's the Tosfos on page 5. Zvachim lestam heim omdim. The Yesh Lomer, de stama de katan gora. A stam lishma of a minor, that's already out of the ballpark. That's bad. That doesn't help you anymore. Stama lishma, we said, is fine. But when it comes to a minor, no. That's not going to work. Why? Because ein lo das lahavin shehein kachim. He has no mindset to even think that's his kachim. And he'll think that it's actually chulin. The same thing as eating a regular piece of meat. He doesn't get that there's different things you do with the animal. While he may be doing something different, he doesn't fully conceptualize the difference between them. He thinks it's the same thing. And therefore, this is your answer. Therefore, it's misasek and puzzle. It's misasek and puzzle, right? What do I infer from this? What do you get from this? What you get from this,
it's a general lishma for hakrava versus like a more specific lishma.
Versus that more specific, right. Lishma prati, specific one.
You have like two concepts of intentionality, the general and specific.
Right, that's what you were saying at the last one.
Yeah, and that seems to separate like karbonis from like tefillin and...
From tefillin and lulav and everything else.
Those things that have just general levels of kedusha where you don't even need a specific...
Right, this needs specified. It needs him to be able to have das lahavin, to discern. That's a good definition of bina. When everyone says, what's bina when you say, you have to have bina, women have bina, yisera. It's ability of discernment. That's what it is. It's discernment. To men, every coat's the same. It's all the same. What's there? It's ability for discernment, distinguishing between things which seem similar. It's the ability to discern. So that the katan might not have. So what you see from here, that were it not for the limitation that a katan can't do, it might be a stretch, but tell me if I'm wrong. It seems were it not for the katan's limited ability to discern, were we to find a way to get the katan to discern, were it to be the most discerning katan in the world, or were we to find that katanim can discern, you see that inability... Hold on, where am I going with this? I might strike it from the record. Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to think about it.
Because we're assuming this clan is an idiot.
What?
I hate to use the clan. We're assuming the guy's an idiot. He's standing there, he's wearing these robes, he's got this behemoth here, and he's thinking of what? The hockey score, right? That's even worse.
I don't know if he's an idiot.
Well, think of the example of what you said, the shochet, the
shift. It's like every Yom Kippur, you got 50 people there, like as the clock rolls down. It becomes monotonous. It's not idiotic. It's monotony. It becomes rote for him.
You're also imagining
that's not stum. That you're putting a new category in.
No, but he's saying it becomes stum after a while because you don't think of a specific shlomim or ola. I've been doing this all day. Ola, shlomim, whatever it is. And also think of a rookie. The rookie's also worried about what everybody's going to look at him if he's going to mess up. So his mind, he's not thinking negative kavan. He's not thinking about the korban. But he's not focused on shlomim, ola. He just wants to get his process done. That's a good kasha. Kohanim are very careful.
And all of a sudden we got these mindless guys.
That's a good kasha.
Behemoths for the
world. What do you got for that, Yankee? That's a good kasha. That's me.
Huh?
Right. This is the this is Tilful. We're not saying it's
Tilful.
It's the guy in the Tittus factory
where they have to bring it up.
It's the first mission in Zvachim. What do you mean it's not common? If it's not common, why did the mission bring it up?
This is the guy who's conscientious enough to realize afterwards that maybe he didn't have.
But,
Gemara
deals with
it.
When you play around with it. No, but we don't know what it is. This is all after the fact, right?
Someone who did. Well, right now our discussion.
Right, he finished his sheet. Did I or didn't I have kavana?
Right.
We're not going to know.
The deviant. The deviant.
Stops in the middle and he says, "Oh, wait a second."
Yeah, the deviant.
That's a machlokes of Ryan Robin and getting how you arrive at this.
It's like
the
tzitzis making factors. They ring the bell to remind you to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that you're doing it for an intention, because
you
doing an activity for long enough, you forget the 3 minutes to have intention.
I'll go to Gittin now because of this. I'll go to Gittin.
Yeah,
all right, I forgot what I wanted to do with this specifically. I think my thought was, were it not worse, were it not for the fact that Tosfos would come along and say, "The stomach, the cut and gara." The ain lo das lahavin, it's worse. Well, maybe that's what he's getting at. It's worse because he doesn't have the ability to discern. Is showing you that whether he discerns or not, it's not the issue. It's ain lo das lahavin, and therefore he needs to have the ability to havin. Whether he's pointing on the misasik. I don't like the proof at all. I'm gonna keep it out of the discussion. You just have a nice tosis for you there between kachem and lishma, and leave it at that. Leave it at that. Now let's go to Gittin for a second. Okay, that same line in Zvachim, stay on page 5. Stay on page 5. You see that line on, it says here, that Kol HaGet, here, Stam al-Lubam, by when it comes to Kachim, we assume Stam is good. So he has the famous line, that a woman is not typically set up to be divorced. That's not the point. Isha lav omeres legar, a woman doesn't normally typically, Stam isha lav legarishin, Omedes, lav legerishin omedes. Look at the toast in the bottom corner. Stam isha lav legerishin omedes. So he says like this. A woman isn't typically there for the purpose of divorce. Afilu zinsa tachas bala. Even if she has relations, has an affair while she's married to her husband, that's still not what the get stood for. That's not what mikomakom lav litgarish beget zeh. You still don't assume that this get that was written stam is going to be utilized in this case. You still don't assume the woman is going to be divorced because of it. And secondly, he could change his mind, Tosfos says, and not divorce her. He could change his mind and not divorce her. You still, he said, even take a case where a woman who cheats, still the get that he had written up, that he's writing up, is still not necessarily, unless he has the proper mindset, it's still not stama lishmav when it comes to a get. You don't assume it's the right one. Two reasons. One, because he didn't say it was for her. You don't assume it's for her when we don't know it's for her. And number two, he may change his mind and not divorce her. He may change his mind and not divorce her. So now, the obvious problem with this, separate from our whole discussion, is, wait a second, a woman who cheats on her husband, Asur Labal, she can't stay with the husband. What do you mean he has the option not to divorce her? What option could he take over here not to divorce her?
No, the fact that she's usher to him doesn't mean he has to leave her.
Right.
He just can't sleep with her.
Boys are right.
Is that true? If you're usher Labal? I know, that's my question, but you're saying it's
pashut. Is there any nafkamin ever made anywhere in halacha that, I mean, everyone has a period of time where they're usher to the Baal? Every month, ostensibly, right?
So, yeah, but that's because he's going to undo itself. Here, it's not going to undo itself.
But where's
that? You're leaving
them
in a situation where they're not allowed to be with each other without it. You keep like that get?
The difference with the get is super.
What?
Well, she's mocking.
Rabbi Akiva Eger, I'll make your life easy. Rabbi Akiva Eger says it can't be. He says it just can't be. They have two people who are forbidden to each other and will allow him to choose not to give a get. He's just no get. He's not going to give her a get. Rabbi Akiva Eger says it must be referring, he says it's dachuk, but it must be referring to that the Beis Din can't enforce a get in this case. If this guy, for whatever reason, doesn't wants to be crazy and not give her a get, it's a case where a Beis Din can't force him to give a get. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. But it doesn't mean that halachically he's not supposed to give her a get. If they can't be with each other, of course he's supposed to give her a get. He can't just
very
keep
racky.
The situation as is. It's just that Beis Din can't enforce it. Yeah.
He really has
right.
to give her a get.
It's very rackman. You don't see this so
often. When two people are forbidden to be... I mean, it's a lot of them. Two people... I don't know.
A woman who loses her...
I agree, but we don't
see... Because of the economy...
Also, to be with each other until they rewrite a new one.
Can't sell a house.
You don't have to force a get.
Not by Jews, of course.
This is Rabbi Akiva Eger says. There's other answers. There's a Chazanish. I didn't look it up, but I saw one of the footnotes. Chazanish answers it. But I wanted to just talk about the two answers that Tosfos is saying. The first answer Tosfos is saying is that once she cheats, right? Once she cheats, it's still not enough, right? Let's read the first words of Tosfos. Afilu zinsa tachas bala mikomakom Lovely hitgarish beget ze omedes. It's still, he still may be wanting to divorce her, but the get that he wrote still wasn't intended necessarily for her. It was written stam without any thought. You still don't assume it was with her. That's the first answer of Tosfos. I thought that that first answer is Tosfos only works if the lishma is in the object. If the lishma is in the object, then I understand why you're saying, okay, Eina Chanami, he wants to divorce her. But that get was not written for her. We only care about that because we're looking at whether the lishma is in the get. But if it's focusing on her, then when you stomach just write a get like that in a situation where she cheats on you, of course it's going to be for the right reason and for that purpose. The second answer is saying, were he to be chayiv to divorce her, were he to have to divorce her, there would be lishma. Meaning it's saying, but and he's not obligated to divorce her. Were he to be obligated to divorce her, it would be good. Right? The second one is saying there's no flaw in it. It's not a flaw in the get. It's just saying he doesn't have to give it. But were he to have to give a get in this instance, that stum a get would be good. Why? Because where's the lishma? The second she cheated, there became your lishma. It's in her. I think the two Tosfosin are arguing whether the stumma by divorce, by gittin, is it a din in the get or is it a din in her? Is it a focus on her or is it a focus more on the get? That's what I thought the two of them are. Okay.
When he wrote the get, it was the shma for her.
When he wrote the get, no.
The only stumma aspect of the get is that he may not give it to her.
The case over here is like this. He wrote up. Let's say she's married to a sofer.
Because no, I remember by Gittin, you have Tarif and Typeface, right?
Yeah, which part of it?
Right, so maybe he just wrote the Tarif and he didn't fill in the
Typeface. I would keep our lives simple and say over here it's a case where she's married to a sofer, or at least he commissions a sofer, write a get that says that this get will divorce Fagala if this happens. Well, not whether this happens. Divorcing Fagala, the daughter of Yaakov. Okay? That's what he writes of it. He has it written up. He doesn't expressly say he wants it for his wife. He has it. He writes it up. He's a sofer. He's writing gittin. He writes this one.
That's not a kosher get.
Right.
That's what it's saying. Get lo lishma.
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. It's not a kosher get. But the second answer Tosfos is saying, it would be kosher if she cheated. Were it not for the fact that he doesn't have to give the get in such instances, but we know that he does have to. We know that he should.
So why wouldn't that be a get musa? I don't get it.
Right. Why? Why is it a get musa? The basically can't force him. Oh, yeah, that's not a get musa. If the halacha wants you to give a get in a certain instance, that's not considered a get musa.
What do you mean halacha? Halacha says either you owe a get or you don't owe.
Right, that's where I'm confused.
Asur labal.
That's where I don't understand.
Rabbi Kivager assumes asur labal, you have to give a get. You have to give a get.
I just don't see where that
comes
from.
When two people cannot sleep with each other at all, that's a situation where a get is necessary. You want to say midaraisa? No.
Okay.
Midarana, yes.
So if you were to envision a scenario where a woman had a medical issue such that she was permanently ushered to her bowel.
Permanently ushered to the bowel?
That's a different...
Or for some period of time where... So you could...
You know what? I'll concede to Avi. Then flip the question. Where does Rabbi Kiva Eger get it from?
I don't know.
From?
I'm wondering
where does Rabbi Kiva get it from? I always understood like that. I understood when you say ushered to the bowel, it means goodbye, Charlie. I thought that's what the line meant in the Gemara. Asul aboel, asul abal. And doesn't mean that she sits in the house not doing anything. It means out, get. But it's a Gemara line. It's a phrase. It doesn't need to be, I don't think it needs to be meduik in yishalcheno. It's saying asur labal.
Well, but it answers the questions nicely if you don't read it that way.
What?
All the issue of the Beis Din can't compel. The Beis Din can't compel.
Yeah, then you're fine.
No chiyuv to
Rabbi Akiva Eger assumed that it's got to go.
If he assumes that that's the case, the Beis Din should be able to compel.
You know what?
The Beis Din would clearly be able to force the issue if, in fact, it were a forceable issue.
Asur labal. Okay, what daf is the David HaMelech Gemara in Ksuvis? Let's get this. Let's look straight at it.
Yeah, I mean, your way.
I'm saying obvious makes sense totally. I'm just saying that you're not. I need to sun us to ever understand it with it.
Who are your
father? You remember what daf the David HaMelech Gemara is on? Right, beginning.
Different
than
the
Gemara
Sanhedrin,
also. Hold on. Okay. We need Chess Cohen on the phone. Okay.
Father.
Okay, Alan, you get a nice set. Maybe you're on base. You're on base. You're on base. Hold on.
Um. David HaMelech was a get out nigh anyway.
Yeah, but over there's the line of
Asalabal, Asalabal.
Yeah, but over there's the Gemara of Asalabal, Asalabal. All right. I don't waste all the time me searching for it. There you'd probably find a line where Rashi says Vitzarech Latet Lageth or some line like that. But it doesn't prove it. Whereas Rashi knows, how do you know that Asalabal, Asalabal creates a necessity for the get?
It's a question of when that springs, right?
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
Usher, as soon as she became usher to him, he would owe her a get. I mean,
right.
The question of the duty and when he's obligated to do so, it would have been addressed somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the case outside by David HaMelech?
Well, it's in the Gemara of David HaMelech. But the case in general is if someone is caught cheating on their husband with will, you know, with intent, Asalabal, Asalaboel.
Right.
So Asalabal. I just always thought meant that, and he's got to give a get, and it's over. He's got to dissolve it. You just can't leave them in a situation where he's alone with her. He has yichud with her, everything, and he's also to her permanently. I just thought that was a given, but I guess maybe not. Well, nothing's a given in life. What?
What does it have to do with David HaMelech?
No, because over there, was she married to Uri at the time? Was she not? Because Uri went out to war. When he sleep with her, that's where it comes up. Okay, so it's a great, you know what? It's a great point. It questions the whole premise. Why do I assume that? Why do Rabbi Akiva Eiger assume it? Why do you assume it at all?
The menschlich way would be to give a get, but the question
Avi's saying right. Avi's saying right.
So
yeah,
simple.
Not simple at all. I don't have an answer. It's a great question. I don't have an answer. Okay. The Chazon Ish. Did I put it in the packet? Do you have the Chazon Ish here?
No.
Custom sofa. I put a big custom sofa there. Oh, the Achiezer. Chaim Moser Grinsky.
Here.
Chaim Moser. You found it?
I believe that's it.
Kol HaYotzi L'Machamash. Goyach, Mikey, beautiful.
Only pair of ever learned.
Yeah, Labal, Asa Labal. This is not the primary sig is in Sanhedrin. He just quotes it in Tosus. He just quotes it in Tosus, Asa Labal, Asa Labal. But we got to look at the original Gemara and Sanhedrin. All right, we'll check. We'll check if there's a reason why it necessarily has to. Why it necessarily has to. Okay. Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish on Kochim says in general. What time is it? What time we got here?
9:23.
Okay. The Chazon Ish says in general, in anything where we need Lishma, Stama's not good enough. In anywhere where we need Lishma, by tzitzis, where you need Lishma, Stama's not going to be good enough, says the Chazon Ish. However, by here, by Kochim, you're good. Here, by Kochim, you're good to go. Here, by Kochim, you're good to go. So, this is his point that I wanted to get from the Chazon Ish. When it comes to a get, this is very Chazon Ish language, the pu'ula, the action of writing, is not a pu'ula be'etzem hakrisus. The writing itself is not what divorce... Meaning what he's saying is like this. This is a beautiful idea. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful idea. Why at the end of the day is a get different than kachim? Whereby a get, stama does not work. By kachim, stama does work. Chazon Ish says it quite beautifully. He says it by the get, the writing is not what divorces her. What divorces her is the right, the handing it over. But when it comes to korban, the avoda itself of working that korban is the process of the korban. It's the atonement achiever. It's the clincher. It's everything all about the korban. So his line is, avoda atzmusa me'ida al etzama inyan. The avoda itself is testifying on the avoda itself. That's the testifying on lishma. That's stama lishma. Saying better, he says, Hamatzav poel edus ala ose. The situation testifies on the one doing it that he had lishma. The situation testifies, while writing a get does not. Writing a get is just writing. You could be practicing, you could be working on script, you could be running a store.
He could be doing chulin.
What?
He could be shechting chulin.
If you're standing in a base of Migdash and you're shechting and you're sprinkling and you have all these avodas, and you have all these avodas, all of this together, the whole avoda, you washed your hands with a cure, the whole avoda itself is made, it is made
unless
on the lishma.
Unless you specifically have intent to not make
unless you have anti. Unless you have anti and trying to undo that.
So that's like what Mr. Bates was saying, that all kohanim know exactly what they're doing. How does it, how do you even have a situation here where a kohen doesn't know what he's doing?
And what he said, that it's a lot, is not a territory, really, if you think about it. That's
yeah.
the job of a kohen, and more
if
than
he's
one
kohen.
Yeah, but
not like one
guy I don't know anyone who's ever done a job who sometimes doesn't have a task that was once hard for them that has become rote, where they're asleep at the
that's
wheel for
sasic,
for some period of time.
Yeah. That would be a problem.
But that's not
it's all agreeing. No.
This is not the production.
It's all agreeing. Mr. Banks'
about.
Question is, how do you not focus on specifically the korban? But you can, even if, it's still a standing question, kohanim are zrizin. The point this is looking at is that you will have a kohen. How often? I don't know. You will have a kohen who's going to be there into the whole thing, cutting and sprinkling and shechting, and just never thinking shlomim, never thinking this. Be it as it may, I always feel in general, when you have a case in the Gemara that maybe never happens, or once in a blue moon happens, it's put there in the Gemara because the lumdis behind it has tremendous application to 15 other areas. Every cow's falling in rose patch, even if that case never came up, it's irrelevant. Because the lumdis behind it, I don't think it's relevant whether or not the Kohen's ever going to do it. The lumdis behind the flaw in Lishma by Kachim explains everything we need to in 15 to 20 areas about Kachim. That's what it works in any legal system. Wacky case precedents are only relevant for us to memorize because their application will come in handy. We need to memorize the oddball case because the application is valuable, regardless of whether the guy's done it before, if one Kohen does it out of 100, or whether 50 Kohanim do it out of 100. I don't think the commonality of it happening is as relevant as the critical
And to what he caught his mistake.
What?
Ms. Dunn, we're talking about a case where the Kohen caught his own mistake.
Well, actually, we talked about that already. We caught,
so,
already caught his mistake. Exactly. Yeah.
A minute went by. Did I have to run? I don't remember.
Hold on. I want to make sure we get this in. I'll make sure we get this in before it's done. By a get, the Chazanish says, the stama, the action itself doesn't indicate the stama lishma. When you're writing a get, doesn't indicate, it's the giving of it that indicates the divorce. By the korban, though, the action itself, the avoda, is made on the pula. So comes the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi, right, is the father. The Chacham Tzvi was the father of Rav Yonis and was the father of Rav Emden. Thank you, Rav Yaakov Emden's father. The Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says it's his first essay in Shalos Tshuvos Chacham Tzvi. Right, second day of Yom, very good. The Chacham Tzvi says Stama is also Lishma. You know where else? Stama is Lishma, not just by Kachim, but by Chalitza. Why? Because the act itself, the chalitza atzmo, poel etzem hafkas hazika. Because that act of doing chalitza is the trigger act already. So the thesis is, whenever the act itself is the trigger act for the mitzvah, that already has a stama lishma. It's not going to apply by tzitzis, because the making of the tzitzis is not the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah happens later in the wearing. So there you're going to need actual lishma. But mitzvahs, they seem to be saying, mitzvahs where the act itself is the trigger, those can have built-in lishma. That's stama lishma. That could also be why the actual giving of the get, doesn't need lishma. Why doesn't the giving of the get need lishma? Because the act itself is already showing, is already made on it, that already has it.
What if it's the opposite of the giving of the get? What if you make the get, and then you think that you're giving, you keep it in a drawer, and you've got a newspaper in the drawer, and you think you're giving the newspaper to her, and instead
total misasik by a giving of a get, it's no good. Total misasik is no good. But giving something...
There had to be kavana at some point in the chain.
Right, but lishma of wanting to divorce you, that you don't need to have. So I know this is a get, hold it, you know, that's the door.
See the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
You need kavana to write
L'shem Kedush Hashem. Yeah.
To write a kasher sefer Torah. So you would think that because the ksiva is the pa'ula of writing the sefer Torah, that defines lishma, but we need something beyond that.
No, we say you don't need specific lishma by sefer Torah. At least according to the Chassam Sofer,
that was in the writing.
Right, so that's in the Ibud. It was in the Ibud we talked about needing the stama. In the Ibud, we need the actual lishma. In the working the skins, you need the actual lishma, because that's not yet the trigger. According to this premise of the Chazanish and the Chacham Tzvi,
what's the trigger here?
The trigger in the Sefer Torah is you're saying the Ksiva Sefer Torah is the mitzvah itself.
Yeah.
The working the skin is the preparation for that. So that's why the working the skin is going to need to have explicit lishma.
Is it a separate mitzvah?
But you could argue...
It doesn't...
doesn't require lishma.
The ibud is going to need explicit lishma. Yeah.
You could change kedushas.
It just, you could change. It means I'm doing lishem kedushas, you know, klaf, but I could change it up and use it for a different one. Yeah. Oh, I could change lishem kedushas as long as they're.
Why by kedushas? If it doesn't, if you're saying that it's an under that all the kahanim, if he's in the base of mitzvah and he's doing it, and then his kavana must have been lishma, then what does it make a difference if he was thinking kedushas shlomim? Why is there a make a difference if you go up or you went down in your kavana of a korban? Remember, we said that if you go up and down,
because Shagas Aryeh was saying when it comes to a korban, you can't go up or down because each korban is defined essentially by its own, its separate categories of kedusha. When it comes to tefillin and
mezuzah, the stam of the kohen when he's doing it in the base of midrash and he's doing all the malacha, then it must be that he's thinking it properly.
The stam act of the kohen must be that he's thinking it properly. Right, that's why stam is fine. It must be that he has in mind the specific act. Yeah. Okay, I just want to close with this. The Oneg Yontif, though, on the other hand, says we don't say stama in general. We only say stama when it's impossible to do this mitzvah with another object. Where it's impossible to do this mitzvah with another object. So apply that by kachim. Since you were maktish this animal already, you consecrated this animal, it's not possible for you to do this mitzvah on another animal. This animal needs to be brought. You can't, therefore, there, it doesn't need stama. So I thought that the machlokas between the Chazanish and the Oneg Yontif, Chazanish / Chacham Tzvi versus Oneg Yontif, is that according to the Chazanish, the lishma is always in the individual. Your act, the way you're acting, if your thing, what you're doing right now is your trigger act, that's enough lishma. But according to the Oneg Yontif, it's not about what you're doing is the trigger act. He never had this trigger act theory of the Chazanish. Rather, the Oneg Yontif was more worried about, what about the object? Can the object be shifted out for another object? That's what I care about. I'm looking at the Cheftza, not the Gavra. Chazanish was looking at the individual, while the Oneg Yontif was looking at the Cheftza. All right, we stop there.
Right.